Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some holiday news and remind everyone that our office will be closed from December 24th through New Year's Day, but we'll be back in the office on January 2nd. But first, we all know that weather conditions can change rapidly here in the Sunflower State. The calendar says the first day of winter was December 21st, but Chip Redman of KSRE, a meteorologist and manager of the Kansas Mesonet, says not to get locked in on just the date. In Kansas, we can have a cold front come through that drops temperatures 50 degrees in just a couple of hours, or we can go from clear skies to heavy snow very quickly. The first thing that comes in mind for winter weather safety is the cold, which brings different dangers, just as heat does in the summer. Our bodies just aren't prepared to take cold for long periods of time. The cold can quickly have negative effects, especially if we factor in the wind. Remember to dress in layers and wear a stocking cap and mittens anytime you decide to go out. Most of us travel over the next week or so for the holiday season. The state of Kansas regularly updates road conditions on their website. I encourage all those planning to travel to check the forecast along with the path that they will drive, including all the road conditions. And keeping an emergency kit in the car in case the vehicle gets stalled while traveling is very key. Items to put in your kit should include a snow brush or an ice scraper, jumper cables, extra blankets, cell phone charger, snacks of food, water or other liquid such as electrolyte drinks, a flashlight, sand in a small container, and chains or other items to help in pulling a vehicle out of the ditch. Being prepared for the unexpected will make your traveling experience much more pleasant. In my extension news, the holidays are for the young and old and everyone in between. That is also what can make getting together particularly challenging for many families. Yes, it can be stressful. And yes, you may see people you don't necessarily have the greatest relationships with. But families do get together, and families can have positive and uplifting holiday visits during this season. A good first step is approaching the holiday get-togethers with a positive attitude. If you go into holiday get-togethers with a positive attitude, you're going to have a more enjoyable outing. Here are some more additional tips for making your holiday season more enjoyable. Play, play, play. Research and life experience shows us that people of all ages are happier and healthier when we play together and when we participate in family leisure activities together. This doesn't have to be some sort of structured activity or anything that costs a lot of money. When we play together, it creates family bonds. People are more healthy and happier, and it just creates an overall better environment. Communication in advance with all the family members is key. Be well aware of such things as when the main dinner is going to be held. It's really important to talk about what sort of activities and ideas you had in mind before the party starts, so that everyone can be prepared and know what to expect. Not everything has to be planned, but having some plans for activities that people might want to engage in is really a good start. In other extension news, don't forget the Farm Transition Ag Series that we'll be hosting here at the McPherson County Extension Office starting in January. Please mark your calendar for February 13th for our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School with a steak supper meal. Again, this is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. The McPherson County Extension Office wants to wish everyone a happy holiday season.